Joining us now to talk some local sports with the Navarre Press. He does a great job covering UWF athletics as well. Brian Lester, kind enough to make time for us. Brian, any game sights tonight, or are you actually for the first time? I don't think you have a night off. I don't think that's possible with your job. But are you at a location today, or are you having the day off? Sort of.
not tonight. No game.
Okay.
So, got a little bit of a break.
How was the holidays, first off? I know you travel. Drew's from Indiana. My family originally from Boston. They traveled down and surprised me. But how was the holidays for you?
Not too bad. It was just good to have some extra time off, this time of the year. So it was always good. And, now it's back to work. This time of year always seems to move really fast. So.
What is, on an everyday basis, do you, now I know when you're writing articles, you have to have a deadline to get to places, but you do most of your stuff with the Navarre Raiders and also you do a lot with UWF, but do you get to sort of pick and choose if it's the big game, or do you pretty much have an agenda going into the week of what games you're going to cover?
Sometimes I have a pretty good idea, but, a lot of times it's just based on, the matchup and who it might be against, but the rivalry game or, it means a lot as far as the district standings or playoff rankings go, then, that kind of gets priority, but, try to hit, every sport just to see them play and, kind of give them the fair play as far as coverage goes.
Who are some of the teams right now? There's so many sports to cover, and I like going to the Pensacola sports banquets or having a chance to go down to the, when they have over at the Emerald Coast Convention Center where they do the, all sports banquet award, because you get to see so many different athletes. We have some amazing athletes that sometimes go under the radar because it might be lacrosse or rowing or, equestrian, and we don't talk about them every day. But what are some of the sports going on right now, and maybe some of those teams that we really should keep an eye on or listen for, because these teams are really, really good in the area and they have a chance to compete not only at the state level but send some guys and girls to colleges on scholarship?
Well, definitely with the winter sports, underway now, the girls basketball team in the bar is, named district champs, and they're off to a 5-0 start for the first time in, I think, 15 years, or at least 15 years. Pine Forest girls, they're always good at basketball. So I'd say those are probably your two area basketball teams to keep an eye on. I mean, both are certainly capable of making runs deep into the postseason. And then, with the boys, you got a wide range of teams. I know Scambia and Washington and Pine Forest and Gulf Breeze are always good in boys basketball. And then you got soccer teams, like Gulf Breeze and Tate and Washington and those type of teams. They're always good. Navarre is usually in that mix for boys and girls soccer. It's been kind of a little rough start for the Raiders in both of those, but, they seem to figure things out in time. So, a lot of great competition, not a lot of easy games teams can go into and just kind of say, well, we're going to win this one without putting a lot of effort into it, because that's usually not the case in this area. And obviously, hey, another year of a football team from this area making it into the Final Four with Pine Forest. That's huge. I mean, that guy's Bones League team, I saw them play against Navarre, and they're pretty good. So what Pine Forest did to beat them and move on is impressive. And I think every year I've been here, the last 6 years, one team from this area has gone on to the Final Four, at least in the state playoffs in football.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Brian, for Pine Forest to be in that Final Four, they're taking on Jones, but they've, in looking at their path to where they've gotten, they haven't necessarily been in a close game yet. They won 26-7. That was the closest game against Rickards, and then 32-12 against Riverside, and 49-14 against Mosley. What does it say about this Pine Forest team going into this Final Four matchup with Jones, looking to get to the state championship game, having pretty well, run through their opponents without much of any sort of a challenge?
I think it's a lot of times Navarre will play them in the regular season. They didn't play them this year, but based on what I've seen from just highlights and stuff, Pine Forest always has great athletes. I mean, number one, they, and like you said, I mean, their games haven't been very close. You know, they've won pretty convincingly and, you know, scoring 40, 50 points a game, which isn't easy to do. You know, you've got to really be clicking offensively and have the athletes that can get you those kind of points. And even defensively, I mean, they're playing great defense too. You know, sometimes the offensive numbers, you know, grab the highlight, you know, take the attention of everyone, but those, that defense they're playing, you know, the whole Mosley, the 14 points, that's crazy. Cause you know, like I said, when Mosley played Navarre, they were a very good football team and the Pine Forest to do what they did. I mean, they're definitely rising to the opponent and they seem to have things work on both sides of the ball. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they move on to play for the state championship next week.
Speaking with Brian Lester, you can follow him, BLester1993, right there on Twitter, and does a great job covering local sports here with the Navarre Press and also UWF Athletics. It seems like Coach Jeff Berkhammer, one of the nicest guys you'll meet, too. He's, you know, always the kind of guy you run into, and he'll stop, shake your hand, cares, ask about the family, the kids. But this is a team that we always keep it real here, and UWF Athletics have been really good. But the basketball team has had a couple down seasons lately. This year, Brian, it seems like they're putting a lot of pieces together. I'm paying attention to the score right now against West Georgia. They're up 36-23 right now heading into half. But this team has really turned it around in many ways. What do you think is the biggest contribution to that?
It just seems like they're just playing, you know, they have a lot of guys contributing, it seems like, right now, you know, just from an offensive standpoint. I know they had a lot of new pieces in place as far as players go, but, you know, they really have put it together, you know, going into tonight, what, 5-1? I mean, they've played pretty well. I mean, they've got some guys contributing, and really it seems like a lot of role players that are maybe not scoring, you know, 15, 20 points, but they're scoring 6, 7, 8 points a game and averaging that. And, you know, that's enough to help you win those kind of games because you need great role players to do their job to help you have success. And I think right now UWF's getting that from a lot of different guys, and that makes a difference. You know, you get one or two really great scores, and then you get some guys around you that play well, and you can have a pretty good season.
Well, before we let you go, what articles, what are some of the stuff that you're putting out there? I know you just talked about the Navarre girls basketball team as well, having a chance to talk some UWF men's basketball. But any articles we can look for or anything that you're going to be posting here in the next couple of days?
Well, yeah, the girls basketball team is obviously big. And with the UWF women's soccer team, Navarre has a girl in that squad, and they're playing for the chance to, you know, maybe go to the Final Four this weekend. You know, if they have success in their region, their two games this weekend, if they get both of those games. So that's going to be interesting to see, because I know UWF women's soccer has always played well. And, you know, I'm not writing it right now, but we may have another kid from Navarre moving on to the NFL next year with Nick Broms, the center at Auburn. He's had a great career up there, and I'll be talking to him soon about, you know, looking at his NFL options in, you know, 2022.
Brian, it's great to see so many guys from Navarre have success. Michael Carter, before the injury last week, he actually was, sadly, my fantasy football team's not that good, but he was actually, he was better than Dalvin Cook, my first pick. But when it comes down to it, yeah, it's great to see a guy like Michael Carter. I remember talking to him and his dad, who helped coach the team, because his brother, too, was on the team. But at Trent Richardson's birthday party, it seems like it was yesterday. I think it was like 6 years ago. But it's to watch guys like Dante Wright and what he's doing out at Colorado State, and yep, having all these people just Navarre, and what Jay Walls has done is he's done a great job building a great future for so many of those athletes. And they were one of my favorite teams to cover when I was calling the games on TV for high school football.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Navarre's produced some pretty good football players and some guys that have gone to the NFL. Michael's kind of helped pave that way, you know, with the success he's having this year in the NFL before the injury. And, you know, obviously this area in general, you know, the Panhandle just produces some great athletes. I mean, obviously you can go through the NFL rosters and find guys from the Panhandle that have, you know, that were pretty good in high school and went on to be pretty good pros as well.
Yeah, if you're Michael Carter, I mean, if you play for the Jets and you're that good, you might get a statue one day. It doesn't, I mean, they have to find one or two good.
That's very true. Michael may just end up, with a statue outside of MetLife someday, but he's definitely on his way to having a great career, and that's no surprise. You know, you've seen him play too. I mean, Michael Carter was special when he was here, and I think he's going to be special in the NFL as well.
And North Carolina and Mac Brown and Sam Howell were definitely missing him this year. You could tell by their record. So. It was just one of those seasons. But, hey, Brian, always great stuff. Looking forward to talking to you every Wednesday. We appreciate you bringing a lot of the local talk to the scenes, and thank you for what you do.
Hey, no problem, Chad. Appreciate your time, and, thanks for having me on.